The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down.
Okay. Here we are. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, another podcast with Bonnie McFarlane.
That's me.
And
why are you saying it like that?
Rich Voss, VOS. We're here. We're going to do another one in our podcast studio. Also, a closed closet storage facility.
It's like a walk-in closet, which is messy.
No, it's not a walk-in closet. This is a whole room. This could be a bedroom somewhere. Why would you? I made it look like a closet, but it's the size of a bedroom.
I'm sorry. If you took a room and you put a toilet in it, you would call it a bathroom. You wouldn't be like, no, it's a bedroom. I just happened to put a toilet in it.
Well, you don't.
You blocked off that side. You put up all these things where you hang all the clothes. It's a fucking walk-in closet.
Really, with a computer and fucking and
And listen, I don't want to get in a fight with you about it. It is whatever you say it is, okay? You were the one who just said it was basically a closet. I said it's a walk-in closet. Then that's when you had an issue.
Well, it's not really a walk-in closet. We use
okay,
it as
thank you. Goodbye.
A podcast studio.
Goodbye.
Well, look, let's get it straight so the people know.
People don't fucking give a shit at all. Right now, they're like, okay, we don't care if it's a fucking closet, a walk-in closet, half a bedroom. We don't fucking care.
Well, no, people care about a lot of things. I got an email the other day because I talked about a little bump on my butt. I didn't know if it was a tick, a pimple, whatever. And I went for my physical, and the doctor just said it was a skin tag. It wasn't a tick. You know, I took a picture of it. I put the phone under
Do you understand how microphones work?
What? I'm not talking into a microphone? Is that what you're trying to say? Excuse me.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Make sure.
What?
Jesus. You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Why would you put your microphone that way if you're going to face this way? Like, you're putting your microphone to the back of your head. You're not always looking that way. That way.
There.
Put it over here towards me.
Towards me?
Or then turn your chair a little, because you keep, you're pointed that way, then you keep looking this way, you're missing the mic.
A microphone picks up, it doesn't matter what fucking angle it's on, it's still picking up your voice.
They're directional mics.
No, they're not. There's no such thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you knew everything about mics.
Well, I mean, there might be, but that's not what these are. These are fucking mics.
These are multi-directional mics?
If that's what you want to call them. Oh, all of a sudden you're a fucking sound person?
No, I actually just happened to hear enough times during... Like, we're in a business. Like, that's the thing about your brain. You just will not... It won't pick up on anything that you... You have no learning abilities, right? Your brain will not soak in anything you don't feel like soaking in.
That's not true. Anytime you hear something, it goes into your fucking brain.
Does it?
Yeah, you never heard that?
How do you say
that
rice dish that we had the other night?
Oh.
Here we go.
What was the name of that fucking thing?
Tick, tick, tick. Na, na, na.
Oh, risotto.
risotto, he says, every time. Even though we've told him many, many times it's risotto. He won't change it. That's what I'm talking about. He will, once it's in there, it's locked in tight. And what's Ted? I'm not going to say his last name. What's his last name?
Alexandro.
Alexandra, you got that one right. You used to say yeah. Alexandra every single time.
Either way.
What about Dan?
Dan who?
Dan, he does the show. I can't say his last name, obviously.
Soda?
Soda. There it is. Dan Soda. He calls him every time. You've known him for how many years?
I don't know. 12?
It's Soder.
Soder, Soda. Everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Oh, should we just call you Vose? Would you care?
Doesn't matter to me.
Does it?
Well, whatever. You know. Dan Soder. Soder. Yeah. Big deal. Fuck.
But do you see my point?
You have no point. You're just
My point is
yapping.
That you won't. Like, I'll do this again. How about we'll revisit the Dan Soda thing?
It's Soder.
Thank you.
You fucking idiot.
In 2 weeks. And again, and the risotto, and you'll say the same thing twice.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that's not how communication works. I could be like this. And you go, what? I know what I said. I know what I said. I said your hat is dumb. I know what
I
said.
It's not a hat, it's a scarf. You're a fucking dummy.
I know what I said. Is that how communication works? Or do you try to, it's all about trying to get the other person to know what you're saying.
Yeah, of course, but.
If you just only had to know what you're saying, that would be, wow, that would be great. You wouldn't have to enunciate, you wouldn't have to do anything.
We get it. You're a mumbler. Well, hold on. I went for my physical.
Oh.
He said I was in fucking perfect shape, but they draw blood and I'm waiting on the results.
What shape is it?
I'm waiting on the result. They draw blood. I wonder what they test for when they draw blood when you take a physical. Because, you know, you still got to wait for that fucking phone call, you know. I wonder.
You worry so much about your health.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I try to stay healthy.
I'm sorry. Oh, really? I don't know why the anger there.
Well, who
does? You worry a lot. I don't.
Yeah, and you probably have everything. You know, I go to doctor. I have a fucking.
I'm just saying. It's
checks
like
my prostate. I go every 5 years and get a colonoscopy.
How much longer do we have to do this? Okay.
Colonoscopy every 5 years. If there's no polyps, it's every 5 years if they get polyps and take them out. Not Kevin. What do you call it? If they find polyps, then you go every 3 years, but they didn't find any, so every 5 years. In 2 years, I got to go again for a colonoscopy, which is a nightmare. And what else? You know, so I went for my physical, and he goes, you're in good health, but they draw blood, and now you got to sit and fucking wait for them to call you. Then the phone rings, and you see it's the doctor's office. Oh, I was in the doctor's office. Hello?
I'm listening. Sorry.
And one of the girls, the nurses, I guess they're nurses, you know, they come in and do your vital signs
yep.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sounds appropriate.
Would it be a nurse in a doctor's office, or is it a nurse in a hospital?
I think they're both nurses, yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Or assistants. No, they're not assistants.
Okay, go on with the story, please.
She said, I've been listening to your stuff. I thought you just meant stuff on YouTube, which there can't be any good comedy of me on YouTube. You know what I mean? I don't put it up. My good stuff probably isn't up. It's probably old, whatever. But she listens to the podcast. And she goes, you know, talks about loves when Raina comes on. But luckily, I like my doctor and everybody in the office. I've been going there for, since probably 25 years. I don't know about that long.
Yeah, get it right, because I think it's a fascinating subject.
Since Raina was born, since Jessica and Ellen were young, I've been going to this doctor for years.
Well, Jessica is 30.
Yeah, so I've probably been going there for 20 years. 20 fucking years to the same doctor.
Wow.
And he's got to listen to my insanity for 20 fucking years. My hypochondriac.
Mm. Hypochondriac?
Hypochondria.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, took a physical. And then when they do the prostate check, they, you know, they fucking lube up their finger and they check inside your butt.
That's your favorite part, I thought.
I said, after it was done, I go, can I have a tissue to wipe? You feel so dirty after it. Like, ugh. Then they do a...
Do you cry in the shower?
They do an EKG. So everything was great, but now I got to sit here and wait for the fucking blood results. Who knows what they're checking for? They'll probably call and say, oh, your blood says you're dying, but
do
whatever.
Do you realize on this podcast that, especially for the last little while, it's all been health-related stuff that you've really gone deep on?
No.
Oh.
Well, I talked about the physical one time.
What about your teeth?
I didn't talk about them today.
No, I'm saying it's all, like, every episode is some...
People want to be updated on what's going on.
Medically?
Medically, physically, mentally.
You take your temperature still a couple times a day?
No, once or twice a day now.
Even though it almost broke us as a couple.
Did it really?
We had a big fight about it.
We didn't have a big fight. If you if you can't handle what I do personally about my health because you don't care about your health,
I don't want to get into it again.
It's easing your mind when you see you don't have a temperature.
It's not easing your mind because I say to you, what if you had a high temperature? Then what would you do?
I would pursue other avenues.
What does that mean?
I would take the necessary steps to do what I have to do.
Would you go to the emergency room?
No. It depends. If I feel
sick, lay around complaining or telling me or saying, I don't know what to do. My temperature's high. Well, my temperature's low. Sometimes you'd come in, my temperature's low. You're freaking out about that. I go, I don't think that matters. My temperature's one degree too high. Okay, I think it's going to be fine. I'm in my room. I hear beep, 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 beep.
It's not the thermometer. I only do it once a day, maybe at the most now.
I heard you do it twice yesterday.
In the morning and at night.
Okay, so then why would you say you did it once?
Barely. Did you hear it the day before? No, I barely do it, but every now and then I sit there at my desk.
Day before I did hear you do it.
Oh, I see my thermometer.
Yes, because I was trying to meditate and I could hear it.
You meditate.
I start meditating every day.
Oh, yeah. How do you do it?
I use a guided meditation thing.
Maybe I'll start meditating.
People say it's good for you.
Meditating's better than medicating.
Well, now you got a little...
That's my saying.
...saying to live by.
Meditate, not medicate. You like that? Not medicate.
Last night we had a few friends over.
No, you did. I came home from golf. First of all, she calls me. I'm coming home from golf, and I hear other voices.
Okay, so my friend Allie and my friend Ken came by, and we sat on the deck, and... Allie made a dish that we ate. It was really good.
Oh boy, this is exciting.
And
what was in the dish? You don't want to tell them?
It was sweet potato fries with a tomato and avocado and something else topping. It was really good.
Oh.
But at some point I looked over and Rich had a little... He'd gotten up. First of all, he came home in his golf attire and then quickly changed into his... He's been... You know, Rich goes through phases of looks. And his latest look is that he just got out of prison. He wears that do-rag thing on his head.
It's cool. Got out the dollar store.
A shirt with sleeves cut off.
I always do
and
that.
And long gym shorts. And then, of course, his, you know, sneakers that he has to wear so that black people talk to him. so that he can attract a certain aged black man. Anyway, I look over and there's a little. You've gotten up and you've gotten a little. I don't know, like case I'd never seen before. I didn't know what. He opens it up, and next thing I know, he's showing Allie his teeth.
My ex-teeth.
First of all, why do you have a case with teeth? But that's a new low in dining. Like, right after dinner, just get your teeth out and start showing people your old teeth.
No, it was my old bridge.
But why? It's craziness.
It was because we were talking about selling stuff on fucking online, and I want to sell my old... The bridge that was in my... I got new implants on the bottom of my teeth, and I had a bridge in my mouth with, you know, a bridge goes over...
Water.
A couple teeth.
So that makes sense.
and I want to, you know, put it on Instagram or Twitter and sell them. I mean, they're Rich Voss's teeth for over 20 years. You know how many TV shows that those teeth have been on, or how much spit has gone through those teeth, or how much cock has touched, I mean, pussy has touched that teeth. Get it?
No, what's to get? What should I be getting?
That little joke there.
Was it a joke?
So I want.
Did you hear Allie tell a story about someone she knows whose husband is clearly gay?
No.
And then he always goes to the store and then comes back like for an hour and then comes back with like two items.
No.
And it's like,
I wasn't.
I go, what is he doing? And she's like, oh, he's doing glory holes.
Ew, where? There's no glory holes in this state.
Oh, really? You searched it out?
No, but I...
Oh, my God. How do you know that there's... Wow. Breaking news, folks.
First of all,
has done his homework, and there are no glory holes in the state of New Jersey.
Glory holes are in porno and pee places. Where are porno and pee places in New Jersey?
Well, you tend to go a lot, or you used to.
I go to 7-Eleven every night.
Okay, but you used to go to Walmart.
Sometimes I go to Walmart at night.
What was going on at Walmart?
Shopping. Okay. What the fuck would go on at Walmart?
I don't know. You tell me.
I wasn't here. I didn't hear Allie Mae's story from your... That was earlier in your little dumb party where I come back and they're all sitting there drinking Coronas like they're fucking... Like, and they cut up lemons. First of all, people don't put lemons in Corona. They put lime.
I didn't have lime.
Okay, so what the fuck? I didn't have lemons or lime, so I cut up apples. What the fuck? If you don't have the right thing, don't cut up the other thing.
People ask you when you get drinks all the time, you want lemon or lime?
Not in a beer. And I don't even drink, and I know that.
It was fine. It tasted good.
No one had one in their drink. I looked at your beers. No one had a lemon in it.
You squeeze it in, and you don't put the thing in.
Oh, brother. Anyhow.
Please. Wow. I didn't know there was going to be such vitriol about
lemon
versus vitriol, lime.
Vitriol? No one even uses that word.
I do.
Yeah. What does it mean? You say stuff. What does it mean? Vitriol.
Vitriol.
Yeah, what's it mean? You're so
smart.
It
means anger, ire, irritation.
Yeah, that's what I have towards you.
Yes.
Vitriol.
Yeah. That could be your next special title, Vitriol.
I haven't sold the last special. Fucking great. I shot it at an NA convention. No one's ever...
Just put it on YouTube.
I don't own it. My management owns it.
Well, why don't they put it on?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but no one's ever shot a special at an NA convention. I do comedy, some recovery comedy. It's really good. You did the opening. How's this not sold? It makes no fucking sense.
No, I just directed the opening. I didn't like.
Yeah, and then they'll fucking put up some bullshit. Anyhow, so we got a great shout out from Joe Rogan over the weekend, Saturday. All of a sudden I'm getting tweets. What?
You got a great shout out.
Well, no, he talked about our podcast.
Yes.
Then he started talking about me. I mean, listen, I've known the guy for...
I rode on The Man Show when he was the fucking host of it. I've known Joe Rogan for a long time.
Not longer than me.
Okay, when I first got to New York, he was with my manager. We both had the same manager. He might still have
Jeff
that manager.
Sussman.
Jeff Sussman. So I knew him. He was one of the very first people I ever met when I stepped foot in New York. So I've known him a long time.
Well, first of all, he wasn't in New York. He was in L.A. Right?
When? In the beginning?
Yeah.
No, he was in. He lived in New York when I first got to New York.
Where they taped a man show in L.A. Him and
yeah, Stavo. That was like years later.
Oh. Well, anyhow,
I was also living in LA at that time.
We worked together, I remember, in Seaside, New Jersey, because I remember bringing Kelly. It was my ex-wife, me, Kelly, Rogan. I don't know. We were taking a walk. I think we walked down to the boardwalk or whatever, just hanging out. And I think he still lived in Boston or just moved to New York, whatever. Anyhow, so we did Dangerfields. And so, I mean, you know, it's like any other comic, though, that I've known for years. It's not like we call each other, but when we see each other, you know, hey, how's it going? It's good to see you.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Anyhow, he fucking talked about our podcast. I don't know. He brought it up. And also, too, he used to do radio. He used to do O&A and stuff. So he knows the whole, you know, he probably listened to it a lot. So, he knew how I was on O&A. And he was talking about, you know, how we used to fucking attack each other. Patrice, me, Norton, Bob, whatever. And that's how it was. And he was talking about that. And just he was saying nice things. And let me tell you something.
I know, but he went through a whole list of things about, he goes, it's great that they're both so funny. Like, Rich is like this, and he started listing all the things about you. And then, I swear he was going to get to me, but the girl, he was talking about your
crowd work.
Your crowd work, and then the girl goes, Big J's good at crowd work too. And then they went off on a different tangent about Big J and stuff. And I was just like, ah! It was so close. It was right there. How dare she?
She cut him off in the middle of his...
That's feminism for you, folks. Boy, a girl derail another girl like that. Unbelievable.
Listen. Crowd work or whatever.
Oh, what are you going to do? Go into how good you are at crowd work?
No.
Oh, repeat some of the things that he was going to say? What was that little...
I'm just saying... Don't say crowd work and then bring up other people's names. That's like if we go to somebody. Oh, he's
Big J is good.
I'm a big fan of Big J. He's great. He's not good. He's great. He's very funny. Dave Attell's great at crowd work. Patrice was great at crowd work. This guy Jimmy Brogan was great at crowd work. You're decent at crowd work. Great. You're good at crowd work. I remember when you didn't do crowd work, but then the first day you on the stage.
The problem with you getting a comment from you is that it's just so, like, it's...
We're not sitting here complimenting each other.
No. Yes. Obviously, we're not.
No, then, you know, if we're talking about... If you go to somebody...
I'm just saying it's hard to compliment each other because we've seen too many shows of each other.
Yeah.
If you just saw one show of yours in 5 years, you'd be like, wow, he's amazing. But unfortunately, I've seen...
But I'm always amazing. You saw me the other night at the Stand.
I'm not saying you're not amazing. You are. Some of those jokes were so old.
They weren't old. What do you mean old?
Richard.
From my last album. Where have I worked out new stuff in the last 5 months?
I'm just saying, it's like... I don't know how badly you need to kill on an outdoor show.
I don't need to kill. I didn't do really any crowd work. I just smashed that one girl. Look, you're derailing me when I'm talking about...
how great you are?
How good a plug it was. I'm not done.
I'm not derailing you. You asked me. You specifically
said... What did I
ask
you? Ask you what?
You were like, wasn't I great the other night?
Well, I was.
I said, yeah, you were great. Just, you know, I did cringe a little bit.
I'm talking about, I did some recovery jokes. That doesn't get old. It's still about recovery. I'm not doing old topical. I'm not up there talking about fucking Nixon or Reagan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you go? Listen, I hate to break it to you, but stuff gets old within 2 weeks now. You don't have to go all the way back there.
Oh, really? Is that the Twitter world or the Instagram world? That's too old now.
Okay.
What? No.
I'm not. Listen, go fight whatever fight you want to fight, but not with me.
I'm not fighting.
You just said, I'm not talking about Nixon. There's a fucking lot of space in between there. Okay.
I said Reagan, too. There's less space between Reagan and now and Nixon and now, right? Anyhow.
It's like impossible to have a conversation with you because you're just like. It's just impossible.
It's not impossible if you didn't.
It is because you're never wrong. You're always like,
that's what I said, and this is how I said it, and this is what I said, and this is what I meant, and this is what I'm. And I know what I said, and I know what I meant.
I admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, you just are never. You've never been wrong then, I guess, since we've been married. Oh, I see what's happened. I've never heard you admit that you were wrong ever.
Get the fuck out! I do it all the time.
Never.
Never.
Never. Okay, let's go through a few things. The Garden Gate.
What about the Garden Gate? It's a great. Can we finish thanking and then we'll get into it? Anyhow, so.
Did you plant the trees wrong the first time?
No, I didn't plant them wrong.
Okay.
Can I finish?
Do you see?
No, because she's such a fucking you. It's unbelievable. So.
Is this a closet or a room?
It's a room. This is a room with stuff hung up in it. It's a big room. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a great plug. He was talking about comedy couples. Mm-hmm. Natasha and Moshe, Christina and why is he slipping my mind? What's Christina's husband's name? I'm drawing a blank. You don't know. You do know. Well, anyhow, he was talking about comedy couples. When you get older, things, just names or whatever, just slip your mind. And a second later, you go, oh, that one. And then our name came up. There is a lot of comedy couples now married. Joe List and his wife. Remember when...
Sarah Tolomash.
See, look at that.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but...
And remember when Jeff Ross asked us to do roast battle on TV, and what you say? You said who do we go against, like Natasha, or what do you call it, or Moshe, or you know? She started naming headlining couples, and he goes, no, Joe List or Sarah, and you fucking almost lost your mind when.
It wasn't because of that. It's Jeff Ross was an annoying person to me for a long time, and it came to a head where I couldn't take it anymore.
So you like fucking lost it.
He's just always been really, really disrespectful to me until I got mad at him, and then we had a phone call where I still didn't feel like I, you know, he wanted to talk to me about it, but he really just wanted that podcast down. And then, you know, he wouldn't sort of understand the issue. And I said, that's fine. You don't have to understand it. We just don't have to be friends. We don't have to talk. But then at the, like, Christmas party, he stood there and wanted a hug. And then I worked on the roast, so I had to deal with him a lot there. And then just sort of, like, you know, faded away.
Oh, so, yeah, well.
Are you done looking at your tweets or your...
So anyhow, I want to thank him for the shout out. It was great, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's just, it was nice. It's not even for the publicity. It was just nice, you know, when people talk nice about you and they say good things, you know, it's just, you like to hear that from other people, other comics that you respect in the business, you know. So thank you. Now we could talk about I planted trees in the front yard.
No, we don't have to go over this. I'm just the issue was not to go over each individual thing and be like, I just wanted to show them that you don't. You're like, I always say when I'm wrong, and then I could just keep listing issues, and you'd be like, no, that was.
I said to Bonnie last night during her little party. I go, why don't you show...
My party. I had two people over.
I said to Bonnie...
You were the one... You were having fun?
I just sat there and ate. I had a... You know, I talked. You know, because... Listen. You know, they must be fucking ecstatic that I would sit and hang with them and talk. You know, they're fucking, you know, new comics and they get to fucking
They're not new comics.
They're not new? How long do you think Ken's been doing it longer than her? How long do you think he's been doing comedy?
10 years.
New comic. Oh. Maybe not. But for them to get to hang with me, come on. I could have just came in the house and went in my room or went downstairs and worked out, you know, which I did when they left, but I could have done it. You know,
What is the purpose of this? I could have, but I stood around. I don't know. I think you're trying to be funny.
No, you're really just saying
you're such a treat to be around. You showed people your teeth. Like, I don't know if they're like, yeah, this guy. I mean, what is the exact thing that you're trying to get across here? A joke? Comedy?
No, I'm not trying to be
Or
funny.
That you really are an amazing, what they must be writing in their journals about their time with me.
I mean, you know,
Let
me tell you, when I do certain things, I have a game plan. Like, I played golf. I was going to come home, take a shower, eat dinner with you guys, not them, you know, me, you, and Raina, and then work out. But it threw my game plan off. I came home, I was sweaty, and I sat down, which is, you know, it wasn't in my game plan. So, you know, I did an audible, and I hung out with them.
Oh, you did an audible? Oh, gosh, thank you. Yeah. No, we've been in fucking lockdown for 5 months. You've been like, I can't handle it. I need some outside entertainment. Then somebody fucking comes by. You're like, well, I had to. I'm on a tight schedule.
What? I don't know why you're so negative.
You're so fucking annoying to me right now. It's like, I don't always want to be this person. But anytime I talk to you for an extended period of time, I just go, how does it, like, I see you talk to other people. I see you laughing and being funny on the phone and giving and generous with other people.
I am. Yeah.
You just refuse to do it with me.
Are you crazy? Why are you looking at the negative? We're sitting here doing a podcast.
No, because you...
I didn't do anything fucking negative towards you or mean.
Stop. I'm not saying you're doing anything. You're just being so, like, they were amazed that I sat down.
You know, first of all, I'm exaggerating.
Okay, I asked you that. I said, are you doing this as a joke? What is the thing?
You didn't say, are you exaggerating? You said, are you doing this as comedy? I was just exaggerating.
What would that be then?
Exaggerating.
Well, then you should have said it. That would have been the perfect time. Door was open. Walk right through. Bonnie, actually, I was being exaggerated. It was a fun time. I had a great time. Showed people my teeth. It was a wonderful experience. Thank you for planning it. It was nice. I like to say that I wouldn't normally do something like that. Normally, I would, you know, I had my things that I wanted to do. But when I sat down and I did end up enjoying myself. So thanks for that. No, that can't be the thing.
I'm amazing. I'm incredible.
It's like a brick wall there where you have to just constantly, and no one can get through to say, like, what's the reality here, Rich? Oh, I won't give you the reality, Bonnie. I won't give
you're
you that.
You're like, what do you think, you're a therapist?
I don't want to be a therapist. I just want to have a fucking conversation just a fucking, like, behind a wall.
Oh my God.
Is your feelings behind a paywall? Is that what we have to do? I have to pay you in order. Can I get some truth today on the podcast?
That's pretty good. A paywall. Your feelings are behind a paywall. You should write a bit about it. That's fucking good. Oh, can I use that? Can I use that? That's a good bit. Like, yeah, sometimes it's hard for me to show my feelings. You know, if you're behind a wall. I would have to rewrite it or something. Maybe have you write it, but...
Oh, God.
Okay. It was lovely to sit and talk with other people besides you and Raina. Yeah, that's nice. You know, I might throw a little get together next week with some of our friends.
Well, I got plans.
My God, you just.
Well, I wanted to take a shower at that time. That you're planning on having your party.
Why are you making your eyes all fucking weird? There's something wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. There is definitely 100% something wrong with me. That's for sure.
So I said to Bonnie as we were at her party last night.
Quit saying it's a party. I had two fucking people over.
It's a party nowadays. I said, Bonnie's doing a little sewing, making outfits. Why don't you show them a couple? She fucking ran in the house.
No, I did not. I said no. I said no.
And then we said, come on. And she fucking...
People were begging me. They were like, show it, show
it. Nobody was begging you. All we said was once. And you couldn't wait to go get your new hoodie you made. Which, that's a nice hoodie.
This is a hoodie. You're getting good at making hoodies.
That hoodie... You could probably sell.
This one looks expensive, I think. Because look at the piping. Like, I made some... This is not a hoodie. I use it... not a pattern. Made my own pattern.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why the hood's a little too big. But.
That's a nice fucking hoodie.
And I made Bobby Kelly a jacket, which I got to get to him sometime.
You got the buttons in it?
You get your buttons in it? No, there's no buttons. It snaps.
That's what I meant. Why would you make fun? I'm just asking you. You say you don't have a conversation. Didn't I ask you? I bring up your fucking stupid sewing, and I compliment your thing.
By the way, when I came out with this hoodie and the jacket that I made you, a bomber jacket, they were like, wow, that's unbelievable. That's what I want you and Raina to do. But whenever I show you and Raina, you're like,
Yeah, because you show us three articles a day of stuff you made.
No, I just like, you should be like, wow, I can't believe you made that. That's crazy. But, and then I go, that's it. And you go, what do you want me to say? It's nice. I said it's nice.
Oh, my God.
You guys both get so crazy.
No, you're getting crazy because we don't give you accolades.
Oh, really? Oh, when you do something like outside, you're like, or on the deck, you're like, come here. Come look.
Oh, my God. I have to come out. Quit yelling. People, my God. There's something wrong. You woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I woke up on the wrong side of reality.
Yeah. You want to get to know me, you got to go behind my wall.
Paywall.
You got to go behind my paywall. I put up walls. Paywalls.
Oh, God.
I'll be doing that bit tonight, baby. Anyhow, we got to wrap this. Well, Raina didn't come down.
She's still sleeping. I'd yell for her to come down, but you told me to stop yelling.
It's too loud. By the time she gets here, we got to wrap this up, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to wrap it up.
Because we don't have a lot of stuff to talk about anymore.
We talked about a lot tonight. Today.
Tonight?
Today, I meant. Sorry. Oh, I made a mistake. Woo. Sorry.
I didn't want people to think Raina was still sleeping at night. We get up in the middle of the night and do these podcasts.
We are moving along on our TV shows. I want you to know that.
You only want to watch Hell on Wheels.
No, I watched the other one, the gay one.
Versailles is good. I don't know why.
It's all right. It's the same thing every fucking episode. Hey, someone poisoned somebody. Let's find him. Let me go beat up the guy in the dungeon. Oh, who am I going to bang this week? It's the same every fucking... What's really different about it?
What's different about Hell on Wheels? It's just like, oh, gotta get this. Why does the guy care so much about building the railroad? He's like, I started it. I'm going to finish it. No one cares.
It's like me. Once you start something, you want to finish it. You know. Anyhow, listen, I got a lot of... I got a bunch of new gigs coming up, outdoor gigs. Go to richfoss.com. I schedule. We have East Brunswick Square Mall. What day is that? It's September. Let me go to the old calendar here. September 26th, the East Brunswick Square Mall. Myself and Jim Florentine. And September 3rd, Soul Joel's Comedy, Soul Joe's, September 3rd. It's like around King of Prussia. It's on my website, the info, richvoss.com. That's September 3rd. And me and Florentine and Karen Feehan is going to host both shows. She's very funny. And the 26th, East Brunswick Square Mall. October dates coming up. Stuff is coming in. I'm starting to take some stuff. I'm trying to get as much outside work as I can. You know, keep it outside. Comics, Mohegan Sun, October. October 8th, 9th, and 10th at Comics Mohegan Sun. And then I get, you know, starting to fill in 2021 as much as I can. You know, these clubs, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Anyhow, richfoss.com, my website. My lovely wife, Bonnie McFarlane. You can get her album on iTunes, Bird Calls, which are, they played the whole thing on Sirius over the weekend. So, listen, it was a pleasure. I love my wife. She hates me. You know.
I don't hate you.
Huh?
I don't hate you.
You do hate me. Mm. It's all right. We got to go. Anything you'd like to say?
I love you.
To who? Them?
No. Or me?
No, you don't.
I do.
Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Meet the snack that has it all with 3 grams of fiber, 3 grams of plant-based protein, and real ingredients like nuts, fruit, and seeds for whatever your day has in store. Sierra Trail Bites, the nutrition-packed bites from Sunsweet.